This is Kilo Echo 8, Yuma Alpha X-Ray, Mobile Statewide 1, KEAX Statewide 1.
JBCW.
JCKJO.
How are you today? Good morning, how are you today?
Oh, just driving out to Battle Creek from Port Huron. Got to take care of some stuff today at this one location and then back home.
I'm driving through town here in Petoskey and doing a couple of errands, and then I'm going to try to test the roam function on this radio by driving within another repeater. So if you're still listening and I call out, appreciate it if you let me know if I'm getting in.
Yeah, you sound pretty good. Which repeater are you coming in on? Where are you located?
Right now I'm on the Petoskey repeater. I'm over in Harbor Springs. Driving into Petoskey. This one's pretty reliable for my usual location at home. I'm going to drive north a little bit, though, and see if I can get within range of the levering repeater and see if I automatically switch over to it or not.
And how's the snow up there? Are you guys still buried in or what?
Well, we got somewhere between 8 and 12 inches on Friday night. I measured 30 inches Sunday into Monday, and then we got a couple more inches Monday night, Tuesday. The main roads are cleared. A lot of the side roads, the county is still getting to them. They maybe ran one plow width down them so people could get up and down their roads. But yeah, it's still a work in progress up here.
Well, so I'd be to pass out of there on Friday then, because I was at Petoskey Friday morning when it started snowing, and the roads were kind of then. And then we took off later that afternoon around 3-ish and go up and through the hills over there to Swan Lake. It's a little bit treacherous.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember talking to you about that. You got out just in time.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we caught up there pretty quick. I mean, we got to go back up. I can't do anything when there's, you know, 2 feet of snow in one of the areas that I got to work. So I got to wait for the weather gets better, than not complaining about it. So once the weather gets better, then I'll order a boom lift and help there and take care of the rest of the issues that we have. Yep, be right back. Got a phone call. KJO.
Yeah, I'm almost at my first destination. I'll check back later. KBCW.
KC8MXG listening.
KBCW. Captain Kevin Romney.
K8BCW, KC8MXG. Are you any good with roaming with VMR? Are you any good with roaming? This is KC8MXG. Anybody listening who might diagnose why my roaming keeps hitting worldwide in Canada, give me a kickback.
KC8? This is November 6, Whiskey Yankee, N6WY.
Good morning, N6WY, KC8MXG. Got a question about roaming. Every so often, I don't have set up as worldwide, but every so often, the closest router I have is Novi, Michigan. I get worldwide with from Canada, it looks like, Victor Alpha 3 Echo Echo, things like that. I don't see where I have worldwide in my routing set up at all. Go ahead.
Wow. I thought you were talking about the roaming within the so-called E95 system. I have it set up in one of my handy-talkies, and it works great. It's a high carrier. As I drive around southeast Michigan here in the Detroit area, I will, you know, roam from repeater to repeater without touching the knobs at all. But when you say worldwide, I'm not sure what system you're roaming on.
But I was on an I-5 statewide one only, and that's why this worldwide popping up every so often comes as a surprise to me. I have recently set up for roaming, and I see sometimes it'll hit Novi, and all I got to do is go to the other side of the house and hit Detroit. That seems to be fairly automatic, but sitting listening, and all of a sudden I get, you know, a strange one popping up on the screen. I just wondered. I do have another question, if I may.
No problem with the other question, but I know what you're talking about. I'm sitting here one day, just looking at my handy talkie, and I see Talk Group 91 on what's supposed to be my Mount Clements repeater, my monitoring statewide 1 and statewide 2 at Mount Clements, and it shows Talk Group 91. No audio, nobody talking, but I did not know that Talk Group 91 was on this machine. Now, somebody might be testing something, and I turned it over to that Talk Group. But I don't know if that's what you're talking about or not, but I have seen Talk Group 91. Go ahead with the other question.
Exactly what I'm talking about, and if it happens to you, and it's just an aberration coming from Canada or something, when you have your setup for roaming, do you have, like, all of Michigan in one zone, or do you have different zones for different parts of Michigan? I intend to be going back up north again soon, and I just wondered how somebody else does it.
I carry a radio that's kind of old, and it had a capability of 16 channels. So I just picked the southeastern repeaters on the MI5 system. And I had one set up for statewide 1, another roaming zone set up for statewide 2. Same repeaters, but different talk group. Now, with the newer handy talkies with the digital monitor, I don't know if you want to do it that way, but it worked out great for me having two roaming zones, one for statewide 1, the other one for statewide 2, but again, I only had 16 slots on that older handy talkie to do that. But it worked out great, I was really impressed how well it worked.
That basically answers my question. We're all still experimenting with this thing, I guess, and that's a good thing. It keeps our minds working. Which as we get older, I'm sure in my case a little bit more than you, it's a good exercise. I appreciate your response and help. Thank you so much. Over.
I got a beep, so repeater was not found, so that's the reason why I was a little bit slow in coming back. I don't know what happened there. Maybe I doubled with somebody. This is N6WY. I got to get back to my routine. Good talking to you, Paul. I'm going to say 73s, but listen up. This is N6WY.
Good back to you, and I do appreciate it. KC8MXG clear.
KHBCW.
KHBCW, this is N6WY, Detroit, actually Shelby Township. On statewide 1, heard you throw out your call. Just let you know your radio's working.
Copy that. Thanks for the shout back. Was trying to test out the roaming function on this radio, but obviously I don't have it quite set up right. I was getting into the Petoskey Tower to start out with, and I just was trying to get into the Sheboygan or the Levering Towers, and it doesn't seem to automatically be switching to them. So I got some more playing to do, I guess, but getting into the Hackleberg Tower on the Andy now, and that seems to be working well.
Well, that's good. I'm going to say 73s and chat with you later. Just let you know if you're getting out. This is N6WY, listening out.
Thanks again, David. Appreciate that. K8BCW.
KF8GBH. Looking for a radio check. See if I can hit the repeater here in Grand Rapids.
GBH, I believe the call was. This is November 6, Whiskey Yankee, doing my routine. Take a minute to tell you. You're hitting the repeater wherever you are. I'm in Shelby Township going through the Mount Clements repeater.
Thank you for that. Call time is KF8GBH, and I'm hitting the Grand Rapids repeater.
KF8GBH, this is November 6, Whiskey Yankee. Very good. Are you checking out on roaming, or are you just straight into the repeater? Are you using roaming is my question.
Using roaming, I just got my license about 3 days ago, so I first experienced with DMR here, and I think I'm about 7-8 miles from the repeater, and I'm using a new HD.
Right, I'm using a new HD also. I got the Intercone 890, and right now I got a total of 4 channels in it. Two of them are Statewide 1, Statewide 2, another one is Simplex, and the other one is just a Parrot on Brandmeister. And I had to do that one first to see if the radio was working. And so far I left it in. I did manual programming right from the keypad. I'm going to have to break out the CPS, the code programming software, make a code plug, and download it into this.
Very nice. I've been working on programming. I'm using the CPS because I'm trying to add in a bunch of analog repeaters at the same time, too. And it gets a little tedious typing into the keypad. I have a VTech DA7X2, which is, I believe, similar to one of the Anytones, but just a little bit different firmware.
Sounds very good. I have to look that up. A VTech, I am familiar with the brand. I looked at it in the past. And I abandoned DMR for a good year, and I'm just now getting back into it. So, of all the digital modes, I like DMR the best. I got radios here, V-Star, C4 FM, or Yaesu, and DMR. And now with this one, I got the NXDN. Also, it's a dual mode, digital mode. It also has FM. So I haven't tried NXDN yet, but I'm looking forward to it. The radio is very new to me.
Sounds great. It seems like there's so much to do with DMR and the different talk groups and the different repeaters. It seems like in Michigan we're kind of more limited to the MI5 group versus Brandmeister or TGIF or some of the other ones.
That is true. However, there's a great repeater in the Detroit area I get on sometimes. I go through the TGIF talk group. It's a Yaesu C4 FM. But, man, they got a good system. And they tied several repeaters together. And it's a Southeastern Michigan link, I believe it is, called on TGIF. And you can program that in, and you get quite a few of the people here in Southeast Michigan. And the repeater itself is the one I talked to. It's 14676 repeater, and I go in on DMR, it comes out C4 FM for the local people here, and they come back to me, and I hear them on my DMR radio. So it's a great system, and I experiment with some cross-molding once in a while, but that system will do the cross-molding for you if you just put the TGIF talk group in. And it's all taken care of. You just use your DMR radio like you normally would, and you talk to the DMR people as well as the C4 FM people.
To research that a little bit. Anyway, I got to get back to my morning here, but I heard a few talking on the DMR channel for the first time, so I thought I'd reach out and see if actually my programming worked. So I appreciate that. KF8GDH, out for now.
73, KF8GDH, this is N6WY, clear.
NACAF, 70.
W8RIT.
W8RIT, this is NACAF, I read you loud and clear.
Anyways, name here is Davey. Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and I'm heading over to one more job location, back to you, and then if you would, can you...
Charlie Lima, India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Okay. Nice meeting you there, Cook. Always like meeting new people all the time myself here. My question here, because it could be misinterpreted, but if you would, Cliff, tell me, what kind of ham are you? Tell me, what kind of ham are you doing as far as that amateur radio hobby? What? Got to take a look at my logbook and see if I worked them in the past or not. But anyways, back to you there, Cliff.
That station at this time, Pete, I believe you might have your darker alias turned on. You need to turn that off. Give me that stuff here.
Okay, I think you're referring to me. Could you kindly repeat again? Because I'm still learning ZMR. What was it that you were suggesting that I turn off my talker relay?
Talker alias. Your talker alias. Because if you have your radio ID set right in your radio, which I'm sure you probably do, you're riding on the coattail of Cliff. That's why we can hear you on Statewide 1. But I believe you have your talker alias turned on. Over.
Okay, very good. I'll have to take a look. I'm still learning DMR. I've just I'm currently using another code plug that I found online for the Macomb County ARPSC. I'll have to see if I can get over here and take a look at how to turn off the talker alias, where is it at here in the menu here on my radio. But I'll take a look at that. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, I'm still learning my code plug here, so I'll see if I can get that corrected here.
Make sure your radio ID is set correct, too. If you got code plug off on their website, you have to go in there and set your radio ID correctly. Because you're showing up as 99877. And that's usually an indication that the talker alias is on, but it also could be that you don't have your radio ID programmed correctly.
Okay, I'll verify that too, but I think my radio ID is correct how I have it programmed in the radio. So it's probably the other thing you're referring to, talker alias, so I'll see about turning that off. My call ID should be 3222, I think it's 551 or 511, one of the two. Okay, I'll see about taking a look at that here and getting that squared away. Could you simplify again what the problem is that I'm creating by doing so? What's happening on your end that you're seeing that way I can learn a bit?
Well, it's not populating across the system correctly. If you have talk radio or a bogus radio ID, it doesn't populate across the system correctly. Talker alias and Grandmeister doesn't handle up in there. So just make sure you don't have an ID set. Yeah. My internet dropping, I can see I'm dropping. Make sure you don't have your radio set to an ID starting with 9. Correct ID in there.
Jeff, I got this one. He's using my code plug. So I can take it from here. He's using my code plug on a radio I'm familiar with.
Good, thank you. Appreciate it. KBS up there.
With me, Dave.
NHCAF. The first thing you need to do is go back into the CPS and make sure you set your DMR ID number correctly. Because right now you're still still transmitting the one that I put in there just to fill up the app. When you're looking at the right one to change, you'll see the number 998877, and where your call sign would go, it says your call here.
Okay, I know right where you're referring to, and I'll double check, but I thought that I had done so and changed it. I thought I had whatever the number was, yeah, the 99, whatever that number was. I deleted it and then input my radio ID, which I think should be 3222511 or 551. I can't remember the last three digits. And then I put my call sign in, but I will double check here. I shouldn't be too long till I get to my next work location, to the parking lot. So once I do there, once I get there, I'll take a look at my settings, see if I can change it here in the radio, and then make sure I update it in my CPS software. Sounds like an easy fix, and just so I'm better ID here, so that way they don't think I'm you. And since it's yours, this is W8RIT.
Well, yeah, you definitely need to check that because you're still transmitting the 998877, and you need to correct that, the BMR ID, and you might have to go through and look at all the channel settings as well, and make sure that once you set it up properly, that you've associated all of the channel settings with the correct BMR ID. Because if you didn't change that and you just added yours, because you can do that on this one, then that is probably where your issue is coming from.
Okay, could you, I didn't understand part of that there with the CPS, about the channels with the radio ID. What selection, what drop-down would I change for making sure, and in the channels, which if I select one and it pops up the necessary window, what drop down would I change to make sure that the channel is set up with my radio ID?
I have to open the software. I'll be right back. Right. And you would have to change this association on all the channels if you didn't. The easier route is to just delete the second BMR ID that you put in or modify the one that has the six-digit number and your call here in it. If you do that, it defaults to associating those already. So the first step that you're going to take is if you're doing it by the channels, once you open up the software, you're on the channel screen. You open each channel individually, and then on the right side of that window, there is a drop-down box labeled DMR ID, which is where you select the DMR IDs. That's how you change it on a per-channel basis. All right, and now wait one again while I go look up the other one. All right, to actually change the DMR ID number, that would have been under digital, then DMR ID, and you would just double-click the one that says 998877. Change the ID number to yours and the name you put in your call sign, and that makes it done. If you do it this way, then you don't have to go through and reassign all the channels.
Okay, very good. Well, I have changed it in the radio settings, so I believe I've got my correct radio. It must not have taken because it was showing, like you may mention, the generic your call here with the 998877, whatever that was. So I think I have updated it currently in the radio, so I'll have to do that in the software later. And, still learning here. I'm still kind of confused a little bit about the software and how it works and such, you know, what affects what. And I have heard some other people kind of say the same thing, too, so I'm not that far behind other people, though.
All right, copy that. Right now I'm looking for the talker alias setting in the radio itself. To make sure that that is awesome for you. Give me a minute. I'll get back. Come back as soon as I find it.
Okay, and W-A-R-T.
N-A-C-A-F. Okay, what you're looking for on the radio itself, is you go into the menu, and the very first item is Talk Group. Click Talk Group, then you scroll down to Talker Alias, click that, then you click number one item there, Alias TX Set, and then you click the number one item after that, which is TX with alias. And then you make sure that it is set to off.
Okay, I have done so, and yes, it is showing off.
And it is that, it's the DMR ID number that may be causing the problems that Jeff was talking about. So, that's something you can't fix in the radio. You have to do it in the, let me double check that. You might be able to send it across the radio for right now in GDPR. I'll be right back.
Okay. I was kind of hoping that it would have done so on the fly as I changed it, but maybe not. W8RT listening.
All right. You said you did put in your DMR ID, though, so it should be in the radio if you flashed everything. So you're going to want to go to Settings, item number 2, channel set. Then item number 7, DMR ID. And then select the correct DMR ID for yourself. There will be a list there.
Okay, I have selected it.
That's strange, because you're still transmitting the number that I put in there. You're probably not going to be able to fix this until you get home and reflash it with the CPS and CAF.
Okay, I will do so in just a bit. But I'm momentarily not too far from my work location, so I'll probably clear from here and maybe jump back on analog or something if I can wait. That way I can correct the situation now that I think I've got it here. So thank you there, Cliff. I appreciate the help.
Dave, not a problem at all. I wrote that code plug to make life a little bit easier for anybody getting into DMR, because this particular radio is really popular with people working at the entry level with it, and it's a fairly solid performer. But also, to answer the question that you asked me, that was a while ago, what is the thing that I do as a ham? Right now, basically, my big thing is working with Macomb County ARPSC. The rest of it is the occasional rag to with some around here, or anybody I can reach on the repeater network. Not doing much else at the moment.
Okay, very good. Well, I've got to see about getting back active myself here. Like I said, I've been kind of taking a little bit of a hiatus from amateur radio for a few years or so. So kind of getting back into the swing of things here, including DMR. And this has been a little bit of a learning experience, I guess. So there's still a bit here for me to go on. So I'm appreciative when I have people like you create the code plug, so it does give me a bit more of a head start. And I'm probably going to see about creating my own, which I was trying to do before, but I don't think I was quite getting everything to work properly here. So yeah, I've been trying to, you know, do some research online from different, like, YouTube videos to see if I can pick up bits and pieces, which is what I've been doing so far here, but I need to be able to get it so I can put it all together here. So yeah, I got to say, I've got to get back active with ARPSC myself. Was quite active years ago. I was out in St. Clair County, so there's no excuse.
Who needs an excuse? You know, you were doing other things in life, and now you've got the time to get back into it, and, you know, it's like you're just living your life. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, when after Smoking the Bandit came out and I was a young kid, everybody went nuts over CB, and I did 11-meter for years. And then other than keeping a mobile in my trip to road trip, and I pretty much walked away from RF until a couple, 3 years ago. It's all right. It's nothing to say, you know, no excuses anymore or anything like that. Just life took you where life took you. That's all it is. NHCAF.
Yep, true that. Well, Cliff, like I say, I am going to probably break off here. I'm going to go talk with another general contractor out here and see if I can find out some more info about the work that I might have to do or I might be released from. So, again, thank you for the help. I'll put you in and maybe chat with you later once I've got everything squared away here.
Like I said, no problem whatsoever. Happy to help. So, yep, I'll let you get about your business. Go make that money. And I'm going to say 73 to you and all the other good numbers. This is NHCAF. Clear after your file.
Okay, 73. And again, thank you very much, Cliff, for your help. I appreciate it. Talk to you later. And, well, enjoy the beautiful, nice, warm weather we're having here. So I don't know, I'll have to listen to weather, see if we'll have it tomorrow. But anyways, enjoy the day, and I'll talk with you later. W8RIT.
NHCAF.
NHCAF. KC8MXG said, nice job.
Thank you, sir. It is deeply appreciated. Name here is Cliff. Charlie Lehman, India, Foxtrot.
W8EAP. Just had a comment about code plugs and CPSs.
KC8KJL. KC8SCR, me and Tom.
How you doing? Peachy Key, where am I at? Just east of Albion on 94, heading to the meeting.
Oh, fun. I just got off a 53 on a 26 mile. I am heading home. Been a long week. Started a new position out at, in Milford at the go for proving grounds. And driving from the Richmond area all the way out to Milford every day, it's a long drive in traffic.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, what is it? Last week we had to go to Petoskey, and we're like, we're not doing this again. You know, usually we go up there early in the morning, and we come down, you know, later at night or later in the afternoon kind of thing. But it was just beating us up because we did Petoskey one day, Grand Rapids another day, but we're in Traverse City, Muskegon, so it really burned us out. So we're like, told the boss, hey, we're going up there, but we're going to go up there and spend the night and come back down the next day. He goes, I don't care. So went up to Petoskey on Thursday, came home Friday night just before the big snow hit.
Yeah, that would be a brutal drive up there and back same day. But I'm glad you got back before the snow hit. I was just chatting with a guy yesterday. Was up in the Petoskey area, and they got hammered. I don't think you would have been able to get home if you would have stayed through the snow.
Oh, yeah, no, we wouldn't have been able to make it home. We would have been stuck up there. I mean, my coworker, he checked his, he's got a cabin up in Munising, and he looked at it, and he can't even see his shed, and then he lost power. And then when the power eventually came back on, the shed, I mean, it was right up to the sockets on the shed.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. I got a couple buddies up in the UP, the one in the Marquette area, and he was out clearing his driveway for, he texted me, he said, for about 5 hours today, and that just got him to the street. And then the other one is down Menominee, south of Escanaba there. And we were FaceTiming the other day, and he's got a four-year-old son, and his four-year-old son completely disappeared in some of the drift. It was pretty hilarious.
Now, being as a kid, and that was fun. We had the big snow in, was that, mid to late 70s, and we were out of school for the day. That was fun. We went sledding, you know, we were sledding down the street. And then one of the other neighborhood kids and his brother built this 20, 30-foot high, what do you want to call it, snow slide. Had a ladder you had to climb up, get your sled and slide down, and it went straight down the street. And that was so tall that it was actually in the newspaper. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, growing up as a kid in North Dakota, I vividly remember my brother and I digging tunnels, and when we had big snow events, we'd dig tunnels and make snow forts. The snow was a lot more fun as a kid than it is, throw skis on, go sleds and go ice fishing, stuff like that. But, yeah, a snow event like that, my buddy in Menominee, he was out with his snowblower at least five times during the snow. It took them 2 days to get his road finally cleared out, and his road isn't completely cleared. There's one lane going down his road that he's out of for emergencies. So, yeah, fun times as a kid, though.
Yeah, when the kids were younger, when we took them sledding all the time over at Stony Creek, and we had fun. But now, it's not so fun. I slip on it, I fall on it, I mess myself up, and hold it. Just, I don't want to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, I'm ready for spring. We had that little teaser in classic Michigan fashion a couple weeks back, and I'm very ready for spring to be here, get out, do some outside projects, you know, all the stuff that you don't want to do in the winter because it's either snowy or cold or both, so you just want to stay inside all day. But yeah, the spring can get here now, and I'd be happy.
100%. Yeah, but I have the neighborhood kids usually shovel my snow now because it's just too much, and I'm trying to, you know, let my shoulder heal instead of letting it deteriorate, which it's going to do anyways, but, you know, I want to prolong that deterioration kind of thing. So I'll pay the neighborhood kids.
and they'll come over and shovel it out. Or one of the city workers will plow in front of my house and push it up on the lawn for me.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah, you gotta take care of that shoulder. My dad had some shoulder reconstructive surgery. Oh man, that would have been December of 24, and by last December he finally got full motion back after, you know, a year of physical therapy and lots of work. It's not an easy recovery there. There are definitely more difficult recoveries, but it's not easy. And I have, I guess I can't complain. I have more of a fun way of removing snow. I got a tractor with a cab out where I live, so, I mean, I don't even need a jacket as long as I don't have to get out of the cab. But I still would rather not do that.
Yeah, you have a little heavy cab. And plus, I mean, you live off of a dirt road, so, and you got a longer drive than I do. But, yeah, that's one of the tendons right off. It took 6 months for them to get it put back on there. But, or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. It is a tough surgery. So, glad you found some neighborhood. That's the last thing you want to be doing when you're recovering is out there shoveling snow. The drive, I guess, definitely a longer driveway. One thing I do have to shovel by hand is the sidewalks, and of course the dogs run all over them, so things get iced up, and then you can't really actually get them clean, and those just turn into an icy, slippery mess. I went through quite a bit
first. And my neighbor to the east of me, he got sick of his land, so over Thanksgiving he bought himself a snowblower. So now he goes through and he snowblows our sidewalk, his sidewalk and driveway. You go all the way down to the next neighbor, end of the next neighbor, and he'll snowblow the end of my driveway. You know, and I'll bring him over some cheesecakes, or, you know, if I get sludge from up north, you know, bring him goodies here and there, or I just send them.
Yeah, good neighbors like that are definitely a blessing to have. I've got a neighbor like that across the street from me. He's the owner of the Richmond Athletic Club. Great guy. Unfortunately, he was just diagnosed with a rare form of blood cancer, so haven't seen him around too much recently. Just hate seeing that happen to good people.
Yeah, how'd you fare during the windstorm? You know, Tim lost power, and my neighbor lost a bunch of siding off of his house over the weekend.
Yeah, I hear you there. The wind gusts were insane. I don't know how I didn't lose power during the peak of the wind gusts, but I had a quick flash. However, like a couple days before the big windstorm came through, I lost power 3 times in the span of 2 days. 2 of those times was twice in the same day, and it was all due to DTE equipment failures is what they said. And it was extremely frustrating having to run the generator that much when there was no weather moving through at all. So I'm not too pleased with DTE there and some of the equipment they have installed in that area.
I do not understand why they want me to take M14 east from 94 when I could just stay on 94 and go all the way down to Clinton.
It really didn't make much of any sense to me to interchange as that backed up. I remember what I was going to the.
Oh, yeah. I've been to it so many times. It's ridiculous. I said, if I don't hit there at 7, you know, before 7 o'clock, I'm going to fill a pump there a little bit after 7. No big deal. I'll just make the gracious entrance like I always do for the ARPS meeting.
Yeah, I'm sure they're fine with a couple stragglers coming in just after 7. I mean, with commute like you have, it's almost got to be expected. The Metro Detroit traffic is definitely unpredictable around this time of day, on any given day.
Oh, yeah. Rush hour. Of course it's going to be backed up. Yeah, here it says traffic 9-minute delay, which is right at the 23 interchange. So, it's expected, especially when you hear the compliment of Ann Arbor.
A delay like that sounds about normal. I started to take, with the construction on 696, I've taken 59 all the way across to Milford. Just an easier drive. In the mornings, it's just fine, but in the afternoons, getting back to when 59 freeway ends and Hall Road begins is just an absolute nightmare. The whole area is stopped up for miles before the light, and every time I know, here comes at least a 5 to 10 minute delay.
And that's exactly what we have, is an 11-minute delay. Whatever. Hey, how's this 4500 work for you?
Oh, it's working great. Now that we're getting a little warmer, I'm going to throw the antenna back on the roof more permanently, since I won't be parking in my barn anymore. Getting into the local VHF machines around here is great. I've noticed, and it might be the way I have things set up, a little bit of difficulty getting into the St. Clair Bell River machine from my QTH. But once I get closer to it, no problems at all. Gone on a couple road trips and jumped into a couple of repeaters across 10 and up the 75 corridor up north towards the UP, and they all worked out wonderfully. It's a great radio. I'm not sure. I haven't pushed enough buttons on. But I didn't see anywhere in the CPS for front panel programming. Is this 4550 FTP capable for on-the-fly programming, or do you know?
Wallet says it is. The 5550, he said it's FTP, so... Yeah, with the DTMF mic, I just hit 1-0 and I'm on channel 10. You know, and I mean, I'm still learning it a little bit, you know, because it's another new toy. I got the 4550 sitting down in an Amazon bag. So, I'm running the 5550.
Yeah, the 5550 is a very nice TMR radio. If I remember correctly, I think you have to have a full FTP entitlement from Motorola to do full channel programming from the DTMF mic, but just being able to quick hit between channels, typing in the channel number, is handy with the DTMF mic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I hit the little blue button on the side, and I go to my zone that I want. And hit OK, and then you hit home, you know, the home button, and I go up and down for the channels. It makes a little bit more channel swapping easier. Now, I'm still learning my Yaesu radio, still trying to figure that one out. I have to sit my happy ass down and actually read the book and see what I can do with all the buttons.
Oh, did you get a new dual banger to replace the one that you were running in the truck? Which Yaesu did you get?
I got the 310 DRASP with system fusion, of course.
Very nice. Hey, that opens you up to a whole new world of digital with system fusion, so that should be fun to explore. Do you have that one installed yet, or are you still sitting at home in a box waiting to get put in the truck?
Oh, no, that's already in here. I got power supply at home, so I sat there with the RT system software and the cable and put it into the power supply and did all the programming on it before it even went in the truck.
Very nice. Very nice. Any noticeable differences in, like, audio quality between the Yaesu and, I think you had the Linko in the truck beforehand?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference, but there's some of the static. So, and then it has all attenuated, so that helps out a little bit too. So, yeah, I mean, I do notice a difference in the audio, and it's much better.
Gotcha. That's from what I've seen, that's a pretty nice radio there. That should treat you well in the truck.
Yep. It goes underneath the door and then goes up the wall and into my attic to the dual bank Yagi that's up there.
There you go. That's a nice way to use that radio, and I would assume that's now your new net radio, so you don't have to stand up there with an HT for the Macomb ARPSC nets.
100%. You know, but I still have, I still have my All-Star Note too, so it depends on what I'm doing.
That's nice. Can you hit the St. Clair Bell River repeater with that setup? Have you tried yet?
Casey, kid, yo. I've tried, but it's not directional. I can't spin it. I have it mounted on a piece of copper, and then the copper pipe is safely towards Richmond because of her. I need it to be with vertical polarization, so it's where I need it to be. It's like I never call it.
Copy that. The main reason I was asking the April Tuesday net for the St. Clair County Arts, if I can get home from work early enough, I'll be net control for, so we'll be running it off of the Bell River machine. So any of you Macomb guys that can hit Bell River want to check in, we're always welcoming more people, because the last couple nets from what I've heard has been like three of the St. Clair guys, and that's it.
Well, you can reach the
Sorry, Tom, I was pulling in my driveway and lost most of your last transmission.
Oh, I was saying, can't you hit the Richmond VHF receive site from Macomb? You're in Wacasco, right?
Yes, I can. I can easily hit that receive site from my house. And if I stand in the right spot in one of the upstairs rooms of my house with a handheld, I can hear the 7.2 out of Mount Clemens. So last couple times I checked into the Macomb net, that's what I've been doing.
I gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, you're home now. I'm in Ypsilanti. I still got 66 miles to hit Garfield. So, okay, 73 on your final. You get in there, get some food in your belly after a long day. PCKJO.
All right, 73, Tom. Good chatting with you as always. Safe travels getting back from Ypsilanti all the way to the for the arts meeting. We'll be chatting soon. KE8SCR, I'll be clear.
KK8KJO, N8WRO, 19 Garfield.
N8WRO, KC8KJO, how's it going, Tim?
Yeah, not too bad, but I know you're a little further out, so I just want to let you know I'm Already finished up at the Coney Island. I'm heading over to MISD. How far out are you?
Arrival time says 1854.
All right. I copy your last. Drive safe. We'll see you there at class.
Copy that. JCK Joe. I got to make my phone call.
Understood. NAWRO, clear.
W8RIT.
W8RIT. This is KC8MXJ calling.
KC8MX, I think J is Juliet. No, good evening to you. How are you? The name here is Dave. And just heading home from work. I had an extra after-hours job scheduled for me today, so heading home. Wasn't too bad, but there was parts of it that was like, oh, am I ever going to finish?
I understand that. I'm sitting here in downstate area waiting for the roads to become a little bit more clear and the bridge to stop closed because of fallen ice before I head north. So it's the end of winter, but we're still paying for it.
Well, there are some people like yourself who are paying more for it than people like myself. Sorry to hear that, yeah. Yeah, we're not out of the woods yet here for winter. Although I like the change of seasons, I think that would feel quite odd to me since I've lived in Michigan my entire life. If I were to, say, for example, move to Florida and not experience the same type of winter. And what else am I going to say here? I got broken here by the GPS talking. Anyways, here. The snow I can deal with, but it's the frigid cold temperatures I can do without. And I've heard quite a bit of a variance in the snowfall. We don't have any down here. I thought you said you were downstate. I thought you were downstate Detroit area like myself here. Yeah, we don't have any currently here, so kind of don't mind it, but I say I'm really ready for summer myself here.
Totally agree with you. I just thought I'd give you a little bump. Are you the gentleman that was having a challenge with the DMR ID earlier, Clint?
Yes, that would be me. About 3 p.m. or so, I was talking with Cliff and Jeff, I think is what it was. So if you would, I have to change it in my CPS software when I get home, but if you could you comment, have I corrected it? Because I think when I did so earlier, I put in the number and I changed it to my, the call ID name to my call sign, and I thought I had selected it, but I never had saved it. So I went back and I saved it. So hopefully I have it correct now, unless I have the wrong number in here, which is possible. I might have the wrong last three digits. It might come up 511, and I think I should have it 551.
So that you put it in the correct number, 551, and it's referenced with W8RIT, your name down there in the St. Clair Shores. So, you corrected it, and it looks right now. Go ahead.
The other thing Jeff had made mention was that I should probably turn off my talker alias, which I believe is currently off here. So, yeah, I'm learning the ropes here for DMR and still have to come up with this programming my own code plug here, but I'm going to use Cliff as kind of a guide. Actually, I may use it more of a guide. May just manipulate some things. Like, for example, I bought the radio here specifically for DMR, so I'm probably going to delete some of, the FRS and GMRS frequencies off of this radio. Since I want it primarily for DMR purposes here. I've got other HTs that I can use for analog. Let me ask you one other thing, if I could. I have checked on my radio ID on the website there, and so far, I think for my signal, for RSSI, it's coming up as none. Is there any reason that you know of for that? Is it not going to show if you use the MI5 network?
I was about to see if I could check that, and all of a sudden my internet just went down. Secure connection failed. So happened there. But, yeah, I brought it up. I could see your correct ID. I could see your correct name. Everything was correct. Then as soon as you asked that, I went to click it, and I'm clicking again. And apparently I just lost my internet. Okay, well, isn't that strange? There's no reason to. Yeah, I got a red light over there. So, I guess that's why we have alternate ways of communication. I can't tell you what any more than what I did already.
Well, I'm going to say this to you as a joke. Don't look at me for your internet. I didn't break it. I was talking with another contractor at a job site I was at earlier today. I was telling him, I don't know if you remember the power outage that we had in the Midwest. I think it was 2003 or 4. I don't remember which year it was. So I was telling him, as a matter of fact, when it first happened, I thought I had caused it. I was working at a rather large building in downtown Detroit called the Renaissance Center, and I was just leaving to go to another building, and I went to swipe because we're in the underground parking deck, and all of a sudden, all of the temporary lighting in the parking deck went out. And I'm thinking, oh, crap. Then I pull it off with my ladder rack and my van. So I had the radio for security, because we do the fire alarms at the Renaissance, the company I used to work for. And I heard just the security officers just calling off all sorts of problems. It was everybody, you know, talking over one another. So I went back in and found out that, oh, no, there's a little bit of a wider power outage than just here. It's, you know, didn't know the extent of it quite at that time. So, don't look at me. I didn't cause that one either. I don't know. Maybe it's getting RF or something back into your Ethernet or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm probably going to go to Dayton if you're going to get another radio for another digital mode for maybe probably a Yaesu for a system fusion. I've been kind of holding off for quite a number of years, so... Get back into it here.
This is the incentive for you to get back into it. I encourage you, absolutely. You know, the brain is a muscle, and you got to keep exercising it. But after so many years, what was your incentive? Yeah, here's me, KCAMXG. Clear.
This is WNRT. Did I lose you?